Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you want to get to some awards here?
I do.
With the NFL kicking off tonight, let's get started there. Lanny, I don't know where you want to start.
The landman.
On the NFL awards, we want to work our way up to MVP. Start with
what
MVP.
What do we got? MVP? Great. Let's go MVP right off the rip.
Yeah.
What do you got, Jones? Who's your MVP, your most valuable player?
I don't like to do this because you have the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But I went with Jordan Love plus 1,800. I thought about, and I actually bet this. I heard Shime say it the other week. I tailed him immediately. Anthony Richardson, I like that as a longer bet, longer odds on that one. But Jordan Love to me is a nice combination of I'm getting some long odds. It's a team that should be in the mix. It's a guy that has a lot of hype behind him. I also look at his team and I go, who else could win it on that team? The Packers are really good. It's not like he has a stud receiver like a Devontae Adams or somebody like that. He has a lot of good receivers, which I think works out well for him. Jordan Love plus 1,800 by MVP.
You know, I'm going to go. I like that one a lot, obviously, by the Packers winning the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be a big year for him and for that team. But I'll go CJ Stroud. He was the rookie of the year last year. He got, I think, MVP votes last year. 23 touchdowns to only 5 picks. Didn't have Steph Diggs. Didn't have even Joe Mixon. Not that you throw to him a lot, but just another guy that the defenses have to worry about.
And lost if, Tank Dell.
Lost Tank Dell?
Yeah.
Gained Steph Diggs.
Well, I mean, no. Last year he got hurt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, so he's
Dell's very much back. He looked good in the preseason. Yeah,
I think. And then Dalton Schultz, I think, could have a good season for him. So they do have the attention of the league, whereas last year they kind of snuck up on a lot of people. But all four of us picked the Texans. Oh no, that's not true. Three of us picked the Texans to win that division. I think they're going to be good, maybe even a little bit better. Last year they had 10 wins. So what if they get to 11 or 12 and he has good numbers? I'll take C.J. Stroud, and he's like plus 1,200. Depending on where you're shopping.
Okay, Lanny?
Kind of an easy pick, but like I said, I'm going with the slim Lamar Jackson. Really banging on this weight
Lamar.
Loss, making
yeah, yeah,
him
yeah.
really much, wow. much more versatile quarterback than he already is.
I like that. Can't catch him. Can't hit what you can't catch.
Good luck.
Nick?
I'm going chalk and going Mahomes. They got him weddings. They got him weapons.
He's getting married. I mean, congratulations,
he
Patrick.
He might be going to a wedding soon. We don't know.
We don't know.
But yeah, I'm just going
Kelsey
Patrick
and Swift,
Mahomes.
Maybe.
There was apparently a bunk report out there that there was like a relationship contract that there's like an end date to it.
That was a bunk report?
Yeah, apparently there's a bunk report.
Oh, my wife was telling me about that yesterday. I was half listening. But yeah. So that wasn't a real report.
No, apparently Kelsey's rep had to come out and be like, no way.
We don't do that. We don't sign that.
It's a real relationship.
So, I mean, I guess.
Okay.
It's pretty real to
all
me.
All right. So we got four different MVPs.
I like it.
Nice.
Covering our bases.
Good
a little
start.
Bit.
We're a buckshot strategy with this. I like it.
All right. What do you guys, who are you picking for offensive player of the year?
Okay. This is one I bet a long time ago. The odds of, I think I got it plus 22, 23. It's down to plus 1,500, Breece Hall. Offensive player of the year. I think he's going to put up big numbers for the Jets. That doesn't mean the Jets are going to be good. He put up big numbers last year and the Jets were terrible. I think Breece Hall, offensive player of the year, plus 1,500 is where I saw it last night.
I'm going to go with CeeDee Lamb. Got the contract, and he is, last year, I think, surprised a lot of people. He led the league with 135 catches, had 1,700 yards and
ridiculous.
12 touchdowns.
Ridiculous.
So if there's a little room to grow there, then he's going to win it. So I will take CeeDee Lamb. I think the touchdowns are going to have to go up a little bit. It's going to be such a competitive field, right? This is the one award that they choose. Like, we're not going to give it to the quarterback. We're going to give it to the best, like a record-breaking type wide out or record-breaking type
running back. This is the best offensive player who's not a quarterback.
Basically, yes. That's what
they
should call it.
What helps him is he's the only person in that offense right now.
They got nobody else, but still, the guy was an absolute machine last year. So I'm expecting even a little bit better, and then he'll win the award. Billy?
Sadly, I had the same exact pick.
CeeDee Lamb?
I did pick CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, it was a good choice.
Everything Keith said, I echo.
All right. Two Nick? For Lamb?
I went Saquon Barkley. I heard Andy Hart touting this a lot. Saquon in that Eagles offense with the Eagles offensive line, he should be even better than he was with the Giants because he can actually run behind that line. So give me Saquon.
Okay, I like that.
Two running backs, Breece Hall, Saquon Barkley, and two votes for CeeDee Lamb. What's next, Billy?
Defensive player of the year.
All right, so there are a couple chalk-ish type picks. I feel like it has to be a sack master more than it would be a great guy in the secondary. I know Steph Gilmore won this a few years ago, but it is pretty rare. It's almost like a guard winning defensive player of the year in the NBA. So I was looking up front, and maybe not your prototypical one, but because I am pretty high on the Chicago Bears, I think the Bears are going to eke out a playoff spot, get a wild card spot. Montez Sweat was traded from the Commanders to the Bears. Last year, between the two teams, he had 12.5 sacks and was a Pro Bowler. All year in Chicago this year, he's going to have to do better than that. He's going to have to be in the teens in order to win this, but I think he pulls it off. I'll take Montez Sweat.
They were good defense at the end of the year, a real good defense last year, so I like that. I went Aiden Hutchinson. If you listened earlier, I have the Lions in the Super Bowl. I don't think they were fluky last year. I have them taking a step forward. I think their defense gets better. I think Hutchinson is a big reason why he's plus 1,100 for Defensive Player of the Year, which is wide open now without Aaron Donald.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm in on Aiden Hutchinson.
Of the Raiders, Max with two X's, Crosby. Max Crosby.
Max Crosby.
Is my Defensive Player of the Year.
He's a menace.
That's the exact word I was going to use.
Two X's?
Max the Menace.
Look out.
Would have been better if he was
Maniac. Maniac.
Third one.
Maniac. I like that.
Max with three X's and Crosby might already be taken.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying there's probably somebody in the film industry.
I think she's doing pretty well. Thank you very much. Well, there's Maxine, the horror movie. She was in the porno industry and also a killer. So.
She's a pornog actor is what she was.
Yeah, go ahead there, Nick.
I went Will Anderson. He won Defensive Rookie of the Year last year. The Texans added Danielle Hunter, so they can't just put everybody on his side to block him. So give me Will Anderson as Defensive Player of the Year.
Okay. Hey, Will Anderson.
Will.
What do we have next?
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Mr. Anderson.
I'll take this one. Malik Nabers. I think there are a lot of parallels to Jamar Chase, his rookie year. I'm not sure he's the biggest talent coming into the league. You like Marvin Harrison. I like Nabers over Harrison entering the league.
That's a bold flavor as well.
I think he's going to get hyper-targeted in that offense. Harrison at least has to divvy it up. There's James Conner. Kyler Murray's going to scramble for some plays.
Scoot a little bit.
You know, they brought in Zay Jones, although he might be suspended. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good
five games, was it?
Yeah, they have a good tight end there as well, and Trey McBride. I just think he has to fight for more targets and fight for more of the his share in the offense. I think this whole offense is Malik Nabers. There's no more Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
So look, Caleb Williams makes a lot of sense. Jaden Daniels makes a lot of sense. Quarterbacks often win it. But so do wide receivers. Jamar Chase won it a few years ago. I think Malik Nabers can win it this year.
So I should, because I have the Bears making the playoffs, I should just take Caleb Williams. But I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I got to put
diversify.
My money. I got to go with my guy, Bo Nix. He's getting the start right off the rip. Expectation for the Broncos is low. Therefore, he doesn't have to make the playoffs, but if he starts every game all season, puts up decent enough stats, maybe they win 7 or 8 games, I think he'll get a ton of consideration. So I will take Bo Nix.
He's a captain, you know.
Damn right he's a captain. The guy's like 30 years old.
Yeah, seriously.
He's older than most of the guys on the team.
His kid's as old as his teammates is what he's got.
He's celebrating like his 8th wedding anniversary coming up. So congrats to him.
Keith didn't do it, so I'm going to do it. Caleb Williams.
Yeah. Nice.
Yep.
I mean, you know what? Chalky, but,
no, but
that's
I mean,
a smart bet. That's a smart bet. He's
probably going to win it.
Yeah. By the way, neighbor, I meant to say this. Neighbor's plus 1,400, so a little longer odds there. Go ahead, Nick.
Well, I'm going very long odds. At plus 5,000, Brian Thomas Jr., ooh, the other LSU receiver.
Can I tell you?
Probably love in it. The best situation.
Dude, I like it, too. There was a preseason trade in my fantasy league, and this isn't even a keeper league. This is post-draft before week one, and it was Brian Thomas for Nick Chubb and Jerome Ford.
Yeah.
So it's basically the running back for the Browns. I'm like, I'd rather have that. Then you're like, the more you look at it, you're like, Brian Thomas could have a huge year.
He could very quickly become Trevor Lawrence's favorite target.
Yeah. Ridley's gone. So, like, he's got to throw to somebody
Gabe
there.
Gabe Davis stinks.
Gabe Davis is there, but he stinks.
Yeah.
And so,
Thomas Jr.
There's a long track record of, and Neighbors is one of these guys, those LSU receivers hitting and hitting big. That's an interesting one. And it's one to follow, too, because the Patriots couldn't have picked him where they were, but they could have moved up to go take him.
Sure you
can. And they didn't. So it's another easy one to follow.
I like it.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's next, Bill?
A defensive rookie of the year.
So this is a barren wasteland. This is not...
it's a hard one.
Which makes sense because if you go back to the actual NFL draft, it was all these quarterbacks, it was all these receivers, it was offensive linemen. There weren't a lot of defensive players even taken early in the NFL draft.
It might have been a record for how many offensive players went right away.
It was very offensive heavy. I mean, the Patriots drafted, they drafted one defensive player total in their entire draft. I'll go with one of the favorites, though, and I think it also, similar to just defensive player of the year, it's going to be somebody that has a bunch of sacks, and so I'll go Dallas Turner, who is on the Minnesota Vikings. He's, I think, second in the odds, like plus 450, but I'll take Turner to win that.
First 14 players drafted were on offense last
year. Yeah, like pretty insane. So there's no like, there's no overwhelming favorite for this.
No, you went Dallas Turner. I went with Jared Verse, edge rusher out of Florida State. He's on the Rams, plus 900. So one of the shortest odds along with Dallas Turner. I just think there's going to be production to go around in that defense. Aaron Donald retired.
as we mentioned. They also traded Ernest Jones, right? Their linebacker to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So I think production is going to be there to be had. They're going to need him to be productive. So I'll go with Jared Verse.
I'm going with this one based solely on the guy's name.
Okay.
I like it.
Of the Colts, Leiatu Latu.
Ooh, he was nice one. He was the first defensive guy drafted, 15.
Good one.
How about that?
All right. Okay. Like that one, Billy. Nick?
I also went Leiatu Latu.
Oh, yeah. A consensus.
Wow. I think he...
Who knew?
He was probably the best defensive player last year coming out, obviously, because he was the first one taken.
Yeah.
He should have gone higher. It's just his medicals were bad.
Oh, boy. So, bad medicals.
Bad medicals.
I mean, he had a bunch of issues in college, but he was healthy his last season. He's really good. So give me Leiatu Latu.
Okay. Wow. Real banged up.
That's not good.
If he can stay healthy, he's probably the best defender.
Held together by safety pins.
Not a doctor.
Well, you're going to have to call one.
I am not.
Okay.
Bad medicals.
What's up?
I love it. What's next?
Luck, Coach of the Year.
Oh, Coach of the Year.
Coach of the Year. This one's wide open, folks.
Yeah.
This could be anybody.
I went with Campbell. I've already said my piece on the Lions a bunch. He's plus 2,000. I like your pick better, Keith. You beat me to it.
All right.
In the show, Doc. But I like Dan Campbell at plus 2,000. If the Lions are winning 13, 14 games and they level up, I think he can be Coach of the Year.
Yeah, so a lot of times you have to kind of look at what your picks were. So we did all the team picks first. You're like, all right, what team maybe overachieved the most based on what I think is going to happen this year? And I'll take year one with the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh turning them around.
I like it.
I know he's one of the favorites, but because it's so wide open, it's still like plus 1,000. Like there's no obvious pick for this thing. So if the Chargers make the playoffs after a few really disappointing seasons, and if Justin Herbert looks really good, I think Harbaugh is going to get a ton of credit because somebody like Campbell, I think, is expected to be a playoff team, and some of these other guys are expected to be in the playoffs. Harbaugh isn't, at least in the first year. So I will take Jim Harbaugh's return to the NFL getting Coach of the Year.
Right there with you. First year back. Give me Jim Harbaugh.
Double dip.
Double that. Nick?
So even though I have the Packers in the wild card, I went Matt LaFleur.
Ooh, Matty LaFleur.
I know that if you win the Super Bowl, you don't win Coach of the Year or whatever, but I think the Packers, they could still win, 12 games this year and still be in a wild card. So
that's true. I mean, both teams could win 12 games.
When I was looking at the odds, Andy Reid, I don't have him in front of me, but he's like plus 6,500. I'm like, is it stupid to just bet Andy Reid? They're going to be the best team, I think.
Didn't Bill only won it a few times?
I think he won three.
But did he win it in 07 when they went undefeated? Probably.
I think that was one of the years he won it, yeah.
That's what, if Andy Reid and the Chiefs go, obviously undefeated, but what if they go 16-1? Do you give it to Reid?
And like at some point, you can't give it to the best coach every year because it gets repetitive, but at some point you're like, we kind of owe him one.
Yeah.
I could see that. I thought about it with Reid. I didn't go there.
Yeah, Bill was 03, 07, and 10.
There you go. That 10 team was
so
sneaky.
So only one Super Bowl winning team.
Correct.
Now I know it's a regular season award, but interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Coach of the Year. Oh, no, sorry. First coach fired.
I'm going Jim Harbaugh.
The complete opposite
still
of what we're just discussing.
All right, so this
Who would be the first head coach fired?
This is a good question because you look at who could even be a candidate for this. Uh-huh. There's so many new coaches, and I know crazy things can happen, but I feel like, 8 new coaches? I feel like they're all safe. A lot of them are on really bad teams like Gerard Mayo and others. Like, they're not going anywhere.
Okay, and even if they did get fired, they're not going to get fired before the year's over.
No. Right. And then there's the teams that I think are going to make the playoffs. So that's another 14 teams and then another 8 or whatever. So you're like, who's even left? And then even second year guys, you're thinking, all right, they'd probably give them the whole second season, right? So anyway, long story short, maybe too late. I'm going to go Brian Daboll, who I like. I think he's a good offensive coordinator. I just think he has a bad team. He has a bad quarterback. He can only get so much out of Danny Dimes. I think they're going to be in the basement in that division. He's been there for a few years now, so they might just be getting a little bit sick of him. So there are a couple of other candidates. Once you guys all say yours, I'll throw out there. But I'm going to go Brian Daboll for my official
pick. I thought about Daboll, and it was a toss-up between him and this other guy. I just think this other guy has no business even being a coach in the league. Daboll at least has shown some flashes. Dennis Allen in New Orleans.
You like Dennis Allen?
I think he could get fired and get fired early. He's been fired previously from the Raiders in season. So I say Dennis Allen.
Tom Brady's first firing as a owner is Antonio Pierce.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, man.
Take a hike, Pierce.
Dunzo.
All right.
Rude.
Brady dropping the axe.
It was a long con. Yep. It's revenge for losing those Super Bowls against the Giants.
I'm going to rehire McDaniels. I'm bringing back my guy. They're like, no, we don't want him.
And take Strahan's job on Good Morning America.
Yep. Exactly.
Jones, I'm also going Dennis Allen.
Get out of here, Dennis Allen.
He probably should have.
Dennis Allen taking strays.
He should have been on the really hot seat last year, even though they did go 9-8.
Yeah.
But he.
Dude, 9-8.
There's just no juice behind Dennis Allen.
All right, so that's definitely one of the candidates I thought of, too. The other ones would be the spots that we thought Bill Belichick could land this offseason that they didn't do it. So I have four candidates. Now, I think the Jets are going to be really good, but if they're not, Robert Saleh,
you're out.
Obvious candidate.
Yeah.
The Bills, I don't think are going to be great, so I think they could be tempted to can Sean McDermott during the season. But if they're good, then they're going to keep him.
And he, Lord knows, he gives a good pump-up speech.
I mean, he gets the guys fired up. He'll talk about anything. And then Mike McCarthy, if the Cowboys aren't good, high expectations for them. And then Sirianni. Now, we all have the Eagles and Cowboys both making the playoffs, so that won't happen. But if one of them...
Right, but the point is if they don't meet expectations...
Right, but they're candidates for it. Everybody else, I feel like overall their job is probably pretty safe regardless of what happens.
Okay, what's left?
Last one. Oh, no, we got two more. First QB benched.
Do we all agree on this?
I think this one's chalk.
Brissett?
Jacoby Brissett.
I think it should be Brissett.
What week?
So it's the... All right, so that's the next question,
right? Oh, sorry, you're right. It is the next
question. Basically the next question, because I think... We were following this the whole way. So, like, most teams didn't even have to announce who their quarterback was because it was obvious. And then as we got closer and closer to the end of camp, teams would say, like, hey, Bo Nix is our starter or Jaden Daniels is our starter. Sneaky, the second to last one was the Steelers.
They're another good one.
So, Russell Wilson, I think, would be the only other option for right now if they're like, all right, he doesn't have it. Let's just see what Fields has.
I could see Daniel Jones, too, but I don't really think there are a ton of options to just be outright benched.
Because Rattler had a really good preseason. Yeah.
Ooh, the Rattler.
Carr. Yeah.
I don't hate that one. That's not bad.
If anyone should hate that one, it should be you.
Why?
You don't like rattlesnakes. Rattler.
No, I know. I don't have to look at it, but we can call it. Call him that.
You don't think people are going to start sending that out on social media?
That one actually would play well for your guys' take on Dennis Allen.
Yes,
because before you get fired, you make the QB change, that also doesn't work. Then you get fired.
That buys you a week, and then you get fired. That's true. They'd go to Tommy Cutlets, who they go to with the Giants, I think. Drew Locke is there, too.
Drew Locke is there. They gave him, like, $5 million.
Dude, Locke won four games with the Broncos a couple years ago at the
Pretty
end.
Nice. Okay, so
nothing to sneeze at.
We all say Brissett. What's our final question here, Bill?
The final question is May's first start.
May's first start? I'm on record. It's week two. Brissett does not play well. May's in there. Week two. That's when I think he gets his first start.
I would love that. We know it's not week one, so I would love week two. And then if it's not that, I would love week three. And if it's not that, I would love it. But here's how I really think it's going to play out. I think it's actually going to be week five. So week one, they, in my scenario, lose to Cincinnati. Week two, they actually win. And then that sort of buys them a little bit of time. So they're 1-1. Brissett, even if he doesn't look great, I think they're going to be 1-1. They're not going to start him on a short week against the Jets, which is week three. They're not going to throw him into the Wolves against the Niners week four. But Robert Kraft's going to want him in that second home game, get the people fired up. So Miami Dolphins, October 6th, I think, is when he starts.
Okay.
I got him the week after against the Texans. Week six.
Week six, okay.
Week six.
And then Keith, I agree, week five. Softest landing spot.
By far, because you just had Brissett get destroyed by Nick Bosa and the Niners, and then you're like, they lose 31-6.
I mean, that's a good point. Some of it might not even be like their choice. Brissett might just be dead.
Oh, yeah, that's
coming
true.
Out of that
just,
game.
Just hurt.
So we all have him starting by at the latest October 13th, and we all have Brissett first quarterback benched.
So if you're a little
kid. Get excited for the Patriots this year.
If you're a little kid out there and you want to dress up as Drake May for Halloween, you'll be going as the starting quarterback, not the backup quarterback.
That's true.
That's how I view it.
That'll be a hot. Good, hot good. In the streets, hot commodity Halloween costume.
Does your kid have a Halloween costume picked out yet or an idea?
I think I'm saying yes, but I don't have a firm commitment on that. No. No, he can still change.
Yeah.
He hasn't really decided on if he's a Niners fan or a Patriots fan, but that's another story for another day.
Oh, boy. So Brock Purdy, he might go as Brock Purdy.
He could. He very well could.
I know.
So there you go. Those are our NFL awards. We're now pot committed.
On the record.
We'll be tweeting those out shortly at Jones and Keefe on both Instagram and Twitter. Terp did a good job with our playoff teams earlier, so keep a lookout for those in case you want to reference those at any point. Throw them in our face or pat us on the back for our great predictions.
Mm-hmm. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh.
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.